Ladies and gentlemen, the George Mason Patriots have won 5 in a row.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
The 5 teams include Kent State, Bradley, JMU, Northern Iowa, Mercer.
God, what a stunner! Holy hell! GMU is knocking out all their opponents!
That's a terrible impression. I don't even like wrestling, so.
Yeah, neither one of us are too big of fans, but hey, we've won 5 in a row, and we're excited, and we're here to get you pumped.
Yeah, sounds like you're really getting people pumped.
But the game starts in about an hour, so we're going to drop this as soon as we can so you can pregame with us.
I'm going to drop this faster than a deuce after Chipotle.
Okay, what do you got for us today, Jonesy?
All right, well, today we're going to be facing the Penn State Nittany Lions, who are actually an identical 6-3. So, yeah, they actually come out with a relatively taller lineup. It's nothing like Big Ten big, but... just looking through their starting lineup, it looks like they're projected to start a guy 6'3", another guy 6'2", 6'6", 6'7", 6'9". So, yeah, granted, we're going to go with our four-guard lineup and with Troy in a walking boot.
Does anybody know why? We posed that question on Twitter and didn't get a response.
I don't know. Troy knows.
We've seen his snaps. I don't want to ask him. I feel like that's imposing too much.
Regardless, we might actually run, in theory, a five-guard lineup tonight.
Which we saw a couple times in the last game. Ian Boyd play the five.
Do we do that against a squad with a 6'6", 6'7", 6'9 guy? I don't know.
If they can continue to rebound and beat up their opponents on the block and on the glass, then I guess we got to stop talking about height.
Right. We can't talk about height. We can't talk about, oh, we're running small. We've got guards. You know, Marquise Moore, we were there at the end of the game versus Mercer. Marquise Moore, someone asked him a question about how he's getting all those rebounds. He said it's like 90-95% just like will. Like, you just got to want the ball. And he's doing
hard work.
I think we posted this stat earlier this week. He's averaging 10 rebounds a game. The average height of the guys above him in ranked nationally is 6'7". And honest to God, I don't even know where that number came from. Everyone's like 6'9 on that list. So
if you look at a lot of very good rebounders, it's not just about height. A lot of it has to do with your will, your want to succeed, your want to be physical. It takes some heart to get in the middle with some big guys and battle, and you got to have some athleticism to be able to jump and get to the ball first. So we're appreciative to have him. I mean, he's almost averaging a double-double, if not at this point.
Yeah, he's averaging 17 and 10. And so really what Paulson's doing right now, what the team's doing right now, they're defying conventional wisdom. They're saying, look, we can run with four guards, all of which being like 6'4 or shorter, and we're still going to out-rebound you and get to the glass. We're going to get to the line. They're getting to the line way more than Mercer. I don't know if you actually heard the Mercer coach was... you know, yelling at the refs, hey, we need to get to the line more. We've only been twice. That's your problem,
that
buddy.
That was in about halfway through the second half, they'd only shot 2 free throws.
Right. So we're playing fundamentally sound basketball. We're getting our rebounds. We're doing all the right things, with the one exception of maybe we're not shooting as well as we'd like. I know that Mercer, we shot pretty well, but I still want to see someone like get hot, like drain like 5
And who is your prediction for tonight? Who's that going to be?
I'm thinking that there's a possibility of like a freshman just popping off. I don't know if it's going to be Boyd, if it's going to be Newman, if it could be Kier.
They've all hit threes in the last couple of games. So, I mean, they're confident enough to shoot the ball, let it fly.
They can prove it, but no one's really gotten hot. I mean, I want to see some guy become Dre Smith versus JMU hot. Obviously not 10 for 10, but, you know, maybe hit 5 threes, 4 threes, something like that. But we're going to need that if we're going to play Penn State and we're going to be competitive because... again,
Troy being hurt does give us less chances to win this game because
right.
he was getting better. His footwork was getting better. He was finishing on the rim. He actually had a dunk instead of throwing up that normal hook shot he's been throwing up. So he's been more aggressive around the rim. So that's a disappointment. And I'm
well, it's not a disappointment. I mean, but
I was excited to see his progress. Well, you
course.
Know, I've been excited about him since day one.
We don't know the severity of the injury, so we can't just start.
Hopefully, it's like a little minor ankle.
Right, it's a little something, but. Either way, we're going to have Jalen Jenkins still. We're going to still have Danny Helvayo, you know.
I've liked.
Also, sir, where's Danny Dixon? I'm sorry. At this point, put in an application for Nova or some other college because you're pretty much not going to get your minutes here. It doesn't look that way. Same with Abram. Same with Cam.
And the sad thing is I actually kind of like all three of those players.
Yeah, I mean,
Danny Dixon's a tall guy. You can't tell me we can't find something for him to do on the court.
Something.
But whatever. You know what?
Up.
Positivity.
We don't want to speculate. Something's going on, but that's up to Paulson. And if he keeps winning, F it.
Yeah, I don't care. Play five guards.
Yeah, play whatever the hell you want.
Really doesn't matter to me. Get the W's. It's going to be a very big win versus a pretty good school.
And we have
a little bit of history with.
I was talking to you about this earlier, and it's clearly just, you know, I'm throwing it out there strictly as like a pipeline dream, but you win tonight and you can start talking about building a little bit of a resume. Now, granted, we have some terrible losses, but I think Otis was recently quoted as saying, they're aiming to finish the out-of-conference schedule with a 10-3 record. That would be just pretty much obviously sweeping everyone that's left. But after Penn State, you know, it's only Longwood and a few other colleges. It's conceivable that we can finish 10-3. And then depending on what conference wins you get, I know it's out there. I know it's out there. But you start to think, well, you know, you might get a few good wins here and there.
You got to latch on to hope at this point after the Houston game, we thought the season was over. Because, and so we got to be excited and promote what we got.
If you're a fan from the Coach L days, you remember following our out of conference schedule and building that resume and being featured in like ESPN articles and bracketology and all that. It was fun playing meaningful out of conference games because you knew that, hey, maybe we can get a at large bid. And we haven't had that in a while, and you start to think, well, maybe can we do a little something here?
Like an at-large bid into the NIT.
Right.
But whatever, that would still be exciting. Like, anything,
give me anything.
Yeah, a little extra basketball doesn't hurt anybody. So
you know, a Penn State game isn't going to be the game that puts you in, but it definitely, hey, a Big Ten win, there's another checkbox. We got a Missouri Valley win, checkbox. Mercer isn't that bad. Checkbox. I mean, they actually looked pretty big, by the way. We didn't even talk about
I know, they had some twin towers in there.
Right. They had some pretty big guys. We competed. We out-rebounded them. We were just the better team in the last two games.
Ian Boyd plays grown man basketball. And I didn't expect that 4 weeks ago when I was asking to play Abram.
Have you looked at him? You didn't expect it? The man has a full-grown beard and looks like he could run a 440 at the NFL Combine. So.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think either one of us are going to predict
a
win.
You're at a loss for words here.
Well, we got an announcement we want to make to the public, and that's that we will be traveling to University of Pennsylvania to cover the basketball game, which is our first away road game that we've covered. And that's a pretty big deal.
It's pretty big. But also, the bigger deal is that we'll be at the Palestra. And so that is quintessential, what do they call it? The Cathedral of College Basketball. I'm so excited just to see the building, be in the building. Hopefully there's like a large crowd. You feel the energy. I don't know. A lot of college basketball experts, Jay Bilas, they all say this is the place for college basketball. So,
and if you're going, let us know. Maybe we can meet up, grab a couple of beverages.
Or cheese steaks.
But we do have a little friendly bet that we would like to make on air.
What is the bet? I don't even know this bet.
The bet?
You're making it up as we speak.
No, we've talked about it. The bet is the person who gets closest to the right score doesn't have to drive.
Okay, sure.
So give me your prediction. Although I don't really know how this works. If you go over, is it just going to be by like closest to the point total?
We're going
to
RPS this later. But all right, I'll give my score prediction. I think we go. We maybe put up high 60s, so I'm going to go like 67-74. We lose to Penn State. You know, that's just me being a realist. But again, 74-68 them. And what about you?
I'm seeing it as an 80-72 loss. For the Patriots.
So let me just write that down. You said 80-72.
Go ahead and jot that down because your ass is going to be driving.
Well, hopefully
all
not.
The way to Philly. All right, guys. That's what we got. We're going to cover the game. So follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow along. You know, we'll be touring through Philadelphia, sending some tweets.
We'll be at Geno's. We'll be, you know.
Maybe patsies. Maybe we'll do like a little which one do we like better bit.
We'll think about that.
Truthfully, if you're going down to the game, go to Reading Terminal. It's this ginormous food place that just sells everything. Amish are just cooking up chicken wings like you wouldn't believe.
So you said it's a giant food place, and then you said the word Amish?
Yeah, it's weird. The Amish come in, and they sell, like, pretzels and all this stuff. But either way, that's it. Get excited. We got about 45 minutes to the game.
Let's get stoked! X stay on a bullshit, man. When I roll back to Cleveland, I can't believe them. The sounds of the non-believers. Outcast till I'm in dirt before it did hurt. Now I can understand how you could dismiss it front on. Ask me how I feel about the ones with closed eyes. My words, how I feel exactly off of that. Give a damn by net, one hater talking down. Don't be afraid at all, y'all. All I ask of all y'all is to please embrace the Martian. Embrace the Martian. I come in peace, but I need y'all rocking with me. Please embrace the Martian. And this is how it sounds. See, I must tell you all now. Keep on acting funny. Who am me? I am here to change that. How you thinking often, and it's starting. I am here to show you how it feels to be new. Look at what I made you, gotta teach you. Honest, spit, insecure, cool, and you are fool. But a heavy, heavy amount of malarkey mixed with garbage. I admit, dawg, don't be afraid at all, y'all. All I ask of all y'all is to please embrace the Martian, embrace the Martian. I come in peace, but I need y'all rocking. License to ill. I promise I won't turn the whole world to Cloverfield. On the rail, yeah, I will. I'll destroy it and then rebuild. Just for thrill. Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you show the tough love. No one is above what you are hearing now, dude. No matter who else included, I'm saluted. I'm saluted. Yeah. No matter who else included, I'm saluted. Yeah. I'm saluted.
Hey Pat, what up?